Hello, hello, and welcome to the Healthy Diary Podcast. I'm your host, Angela Borges, and I created this space for the busy, successful woman who has tried it all when it comes to weight loss with not long-term success. In this podcast, I'll show you exactly how you can break through the dieting cycle and achieve your health and weight loss goal without restrictions, tracking, or compromising your tight schedule. Listen in for practical nutrition, mindset, and lifestyle tips and strategies, all designed to help you live your best life, living in a body you feel healthy, happy, and confident in. This is the Healthy Diary Podcast. Hello, hello, and welcome to a new episode of the Healthy Diary Podcast. My name is Angela, and if this is the very first time that we meet, I'm a nutritionist specializing in helping busy professional women lose weight without restricting, tracking, or spending hours at the gym or in the kitchen. And today, my friend, we are going to talk about a very, very important topic, and that is consistency. The C word. Consistency is super important because it doesn't matter what you do, whether that is eating healthy, exercising, drinking your water, trying to sleep a little bit more. If you don't do that consistently, then what's going to happen is you're just not going to get the results that you're after. And the thing, my friend, is that a lot of people, they rely on motivation. And we can do hard things when we're motivated, when we have momentum. But the thing is that consistency is not about being at 100% and being motivated 24/7. Consistency is about being able to show up on those days or those weeks when you just don't feel like it. So today we're going to talk about consistency and how you can achieve consistency with whatever you're trying to do, whether that is just eating healthy, whether that is weight loss. I'm going to share with you how you can be more consistent with your goal. So buckle up and let's get started. Okay, before I give you any tips or strategies, let's talk about why. Why haven't you been able to be consistent with weight loss, with healthy living, with healthy eating? Because by now, you probably already know what to do. You probably already know that you need to eat healthy, that you need to eat your veggies, that you need to eat protein, that you need to sleep well, that you need to drink your water, that you need to move more. You already know what to do. But have you ever stopped and asked yourself, why I can't keep up with this behaviors that I'm trying to work on for so long? And most people out there, they already know what to do. But why is it so hard for most people to stay consistent with those habits? So there's a couple of reasons why that is. That from my experience working with hundreds of women and in my own experience as well, I've came to realize that these are the biggest challenges when it comes to consistency. So the first thing is that they actually don't know why they want to get to a certain goal. And the thing is that weight loss isn't a why. There's always something behind wanting to lose weight, okay? And knowing what that is super important. If you're just trying to lose weight because you want to look better, because you want to hit a certain number on the scale, chances are you're not going to be consistent. And I'm going to talk about that in a second. The other reason why people aren't able to be consistent is because they don't have clarity. They don't know where they're heading to, and they don't know the right path, the right structure that they need to follow to get to that goal. Okay, so the lack of clarity, the lack of structure is another reason why you probably haven't been consistent before. Another reason is that they have a short-term attitude. And this is one that, it always gives me the shit, because that I want results as soon as possible mentality isn't going to get you anywhere. Yeah, you're probably going to lose weight with whatever diet you follow, but you're not going to be able to maintain your weight loss. And you're probably already been through something like this in the past. I know I had that mentality before. I'm guilty of that. I've spent 18 years in that mentality, trying to just follow quick fixes, getting results, and then kind of like going back to square one because I didn't learn anything from that journey. So having a short-term mentality isn't going to help you with consistency, because a short-term mentality is going to lead you to take on shortcuts to get to your goal. Those shortcuts can be a restrictive diet or just under eating altogether, or I don't know, exercising like crazy. And because that's so unrealistic, you just won't be able to stick to that long term. Okay. Then we have an all or nothing mindset, which is very similar to what I've mentioned before. Just trying to be a perfectionist when it comes to your habits isn't going to help you, because that's very black or white. I'm either good or I'm either bad. I'm eating healthy foods or I'm eating very unhealthy foods. I'm going all in or I'm not doing anything at all. That isn't going to help you. And that isn't going to help you be consistent, because the moment that things don't go as planned, you're probably going to give up and you're going to get in that kind of like unhelpful mindset. And it might take you days or week to get out of that mindset and then jump back on track again. So that is a way to show inconsistency. Okay. And then another reason is the lack of a support group. This is super important, especially if you're someone who has tried to do this on her own. If you've been trying to lose weight on your own for months or even years and you haven't been successful with that, having the support from someone else or from a community can be the game changer for you, so that you can be consistent with your goal. So those are some of the reasons why you haven't been consistent in the past. All right. So now let's talk about how we can tackle consistency, how we can be more consistent. Okay. So today I wanted to share with you what I call my consistency formula, which includes 7 pillars, 7 areas of focus that can really help you become more consistent with your goal. And with this formula, I don't want you to get overwhelmed thinking that, oh my God, now I need to implement those 7 strategies or 7 pillars. No, just pick 1 to 2 things that might work for you. Go ahead, put them into practice and see if they work for you. And if they don't, go and pick another 2. All right. It's all about trial and error here. But what I found from this consistency formula is that it has helped me tremendously, and it has helped lots and lots and lots of my clients as well. All right. So the first element of this consistency formula is understanding your why. And this is probably the most important element, because if you don't understand why you do certain things, then you're just not going to have enough drive for you to keep executing your goal. And as I said to you before, losing weight isn't a why. Oh, I just want to lose weight. That isn't a why. There's always something behind that. And if you don't know what that is for you, I would highly, highly recommend that you work on finding out that why. Okay. And I can give you some examples. Losing weight for some women might mean that they can put themselves in a healthier position where they can start a family. That is a strong why. Another example is for some women, like single ladies, that don't feel confident with putting themselves out there to meet new people, start new relationships. This might be the why. I want to feel more confident in my skin so that I can put myself out there and I can meet new people, so I have the chance to meet a partner. So that's a strong why, like wanting to find a partner. Another one could be, I want to prevent some diseases that run in the family. Like in my case, for example, my grandma and my dad, they both have diabetes. So for me, maintaining a healthy diet is super, super important, because I want to avoid getting diabetes, get that runs quite strongly in my dad's side of the family. I also want to be healthy, because on the other side of the family, from my mom's side, like my grandpa and other members of the family, they have had cancer as well. So I want to put myself in a healthy position so that I can avoid having all of these illnesses. So that is another strong why. So it's super, super important that you understand what that why is for you. And again, wanting to lose weight because I want to wear a bikini isn't a strong why. That is not going to give you the drive that you need to keep going with your goal. If I want to get healthier because I'm preventing certain diseases that run like quite strongly in my family, if I'm having a week where I'm not feeling it, where I'm ready to give up, then knowing that, no, I actually need to prioritize my health. I need to prioritize my eating. I need to prioritize my well-being, because I don't want to get those illnesses, then that is a strong why for me to keep going, to show up and to show consistency. Okay. So defining that why is kind of like the first step. And I highly, highly, highly recommend that you work on it and that you understand what that why is. All right. So then the second element is actually understanding what consistency means to you, because consistency means something completely different to every person out there. And the thing with diets, with programs, with challenges, they set the consistency expectations for you. They tell you, this is what you need to eat. These are the calories that you need to consume. These are the workouts that you need to do. These are the supplements that you need to take. And they basically give you the rules and the boxes that you need to tick in order for you to be consistent. And that is not the way to go. You should be defining what consistency means to you. And if you keep following everyone else's expectations or everyone else's rules when it comes to consistency, guess what? You're just not going to meet those expectations 24/7. And that is not the right way to do it. You should be the one defining what consistency means to you. And to give you an example, for me, consistency means walking 30 minutes a day. That's what consistency means to me. Eating my three main meals and my one snack a day, having two takeout meals during the week. That's what consistency means to me. But if we compare my consistency to someone who works in the fitness industry, for example, let's say a bikini body competitor, for her, consistency might mean walking 2 hours a day, maybe spending an hour in the gym every day because she's preparing for a competition, right? Maybe it might be like hitting a certain amount of calories and macros, tracking her food, weighing her food, drinking this amount of water. So her definition of consistency will be completely different to my definition of consistency. And it is time for you to define what consistency means to you. Stop following everyone else's expectations or rules. Start creating your own expectations. Start creating your own rules. And be very realistic with what you can achieve as well. Because sometimes we try to go from zero to hero. We try to achieve all these amazing goals and we have all the best intentions, but we aren't realistic with what we can really do. And there are circumstances with our lifestyle and our priorities. So that's the second element, really defining what consistency means to you. Now, the third one is structure and clarity. Remember when I said before that one of the reasons why people are inconsistent is because they lack structure, they lack clarity. The only way for you to kind of like feel in control is by having some sort of a structure, some sort of plan, some sort of clarity. This is really important and something that you will hear me talk about a lot in this podcast and everywhere where I show up, I guess, is that successful people, they do have routines, they have a structure, they have clarity, they just don't wing it day after day. If you don't give yourself a structure, if you don't give yourself a plan, you're just not going to be consistent. And you know that. It's very important that you plan what your week is going to look like in terms of your food, in terms of your movement, in terms of your social events. And just knowing that, having that structure and that plan and that routine and knowing how your week is going to go is just going to give you a lot more clarity on what is next. So for example, when you are planning your day of eating, there's nothing worse than starting the day and not even knowing if you're going to have your breakfast. And I'm telling you this because that was me. I used to start my day with a coffee and then I will be like, should I have breakfast? It's already 11:30 a.m. Maybe I'll just wait until lunch, maybe wait until midday and I'll have my lunch. And then after that, I'm going to have a snack. So how was I expecting to be consistent if I didn't have clarity on how my day was going to go? So that is something that you really need to work on giving yourself that structure, that consistency, and that clarity so that you know exactly what to do day in and day out. Of course, there's going to be situations where things won't go as planned, and that is okay. But just having that clarity to follow as a starting point is going to help you with consistency. Okay, number four is to tackle one thing at a time. When it comes to healthy eating in general, I want you to think about something. Every time that you want to lose weight, every time that you want to eat healthy, what comes to your mind? I'm going to be reading your mind right now. You're probably thinking, oh, I need to eat more veggies. Maybe I need to cut out my snacks. Maybe I need to sign up to go to the gym. Maybe I need to walk a little bit more. Maybe I need to sleep a little bit more. Maybe I need to stop eating out. Maybe I need to stop drinking alcohol. You're probably thinking about all these things that you need to be doing in order to lose weight, in order to eat healthier or live a healthier lifestyle, right? And that is the problem. And this is one big, big, big mistake that I see a lot of busy women making, is that we try to change everything, everything at once. And that creates a lot of overwhelm. And you probably already have quite a hectic lifestyle with work, with the family, with your business. And adding too many things on top of that isn't going to help you with consistency. It's probably going to have the opposite effect, where you start getting very overwhelmed and you're just like, you know what? I don't give a shit anymore because this is too much. So tackle one thing at a time, my friend. Even if it sounds irrelevant, even if it sounds too easy, I can guarantee you that by focusing on one thing at a time, you are going to finally be consistent. And I always say, focus on that one thing that is going to move the needle for you. For my clients, for example, I know exactly when my clients do really well. And I also know when my clients don't do really well. And 100% of the time, 100% of the time, it has to do with the lack of planning and preparation. And I want you to think about that. I've worked with about 700 women inside my program. And when my clients don't do well, 100% of the time, it has to do with the lack of planning and preparation. So that's telling you one thing. That's probably what I need to focus on. So if I had to focus on one thing that is going to move the needle for me, it will be on planning and preparation. I would definitely be looking at my meal plan. I will definitely be looking at prepping some of those meals, because I know that by doing that, I'm probably going to be way more likely to stay consistent during the week. So tackle one thing at a time so that you reduce the overwhelm that you might be feeling right now, and pick that one thing that is going to move the needle for you. Okay, I can give you an example as well. I had my lovely client a couple of months ago, and we noticed that she was getting amazing results when she increased her water intake. That was really helping her with regulating her hunger levels, so she was way less likely to overeat. And when we spoke about, okay, let's tackle one thing at a time, especially on one week that she was very, very overwhelmed with work. So we said, okay, let's focus on one thing at a time. What is going to help us? And she said, my water intake. And I was like, okay, let's make that your priority. That week that she was working on a lot of things, a lot of tasks, I think it was like end of year for her, she got amazing results just by focusing on that one thing, which was the water intake for her. Now, every person is different. Maybe focusing on your meal planning and meal prepping might be better for you. Some people can focus on their sleep. Sleep is a huge one as well. My client focused on her water intake and she got amazing results. Personally, planning, prepping is the most important thing, because without that, it's just very hard for me to stay consistent during the week. I'm a nutritionist. I eat healthy most of the time, but I'm also a human being. I get stressed as well. I get overwhelmed as well. And if I don't have a meal ready for me sitting in the fridge, chances are I'm going to eat whatever I can find, try to make a healthy meal with whatever I have, or I might skip the meal as well. So for me, that is the one thing to focus on, because I know that is going to move the needle for me. All right. Number five, focusing on processes over outcomes. This one is a huge one, because there's a lot of people out there that are very focused on the ultimate goal. Oh, I want to lose 20 kilos, and that's all they care about. But they don't really care on the daily things, the daily actions, the daily processes that they need to perform day after day to get to that goal. And the thing is that when we focus on that ultimate goal, that can create a lot of overwhelm. And when you get overwhelmed, what is going to happen is that you are just not going to be consistent. So let me give you a little bit of an analogy, okay? Imagine if you're trying to climb a mountain. If you're fixated on reaching the summit, the journey can become quite daunting, quite overwhelming, especially when you faced some obstacles, whether it's the weather, whether, I don't know, you get very tired, you get very fatigued. So these challenges that you're facing, even before you reach your goal, might discourage you and you might end up giving up and you'll never reach that summit. Okay. So on the other hand, if you concentrate on the process, that is, for example, planning how you're going to get to that summit, maintaining your equipment, organizing when you're going to take rest, when you're going to go for the walk, and getting yourself adjusted to the different weather conditions, for example, you are way more likely to find satisfaction in each day's progress. And this focus on the process helps you manage the immediate tasks, making them feel more achievable and keeping your spirits high. And the thing is that by focusing on those daily processes are not just making the whole journey a lot more enjoyable, but you have increased your chances to reach that summit by 90%. Okay. The same applies to weight loss. If you only focus on, oh, I need to lose 20 kilos, but you don't focus on what you need to do day after day to get there, then you might get very discouraged, you might get overwhelmed, you might feel defeated, you might feel frustrated, and that might lead you to give up. And of course, you aren't going to be consistent, okay? So instead, I recommend that you focus on what you need to do day after day. The daily tasks, your day of eating, the movement that you want to do, how much sleep you're getting, how are you planning your weekends, and all of those things that will get you to your ultimate goal, because those are the things that you need to be consistent with to get there. And then another thing that I like to focus on for consistency, and this is also an important factor, is focusing on changing your identity. This is really important, and this is more like mindset focused. But the thing is that the way that you've been thinking, the way that you've been operating up to this point, are part of that identity of yours who got you to this point. So if you want to get to the other side of the journey where you probably live a healthier life, you have these habits on autopilot, you aren't restricting your food, you aren't tracking your food, you aren't exercising like crazy, but you have a healthy lifestyle that you can maintain on autopilot, which is the ultimate goal, you need to start identifying yourself with that person. Okay, because if you don't, if you try to, I guess, hit all these goals or all these targets, thinking the way that you are thinking right now, the way that got you to this point, then chances are you are going to be inconsistent at some point. Okay, so make sure that you do the mindset work that comes with permanent weight loss. And that you start identifying yourself, that you start behaving like the person that you want to become. One exercise that I love for this to happen is that you think about that perfect day, the perfect day of that best version of yourself that you're working on becoming. Think about, when does she normally wake up? What does she eat for breakfast? How does she get to work? What does she eat for lunch? What does she do after lunch? And every single bit that she does in her day, the best version of yourself, all right, that you're working on kind of like becoming, think about her perfect day and then start embodying that person, start living that perfect day now, so that you start kind of like changing your identity and telling your brain that this is the way that I think right now, this is the way that I behave now. And that is like a way to hack your mindset to become consistent, to be consistent with your goal, because your brain is going to kind of like normalize it. Because by like going through that day to day of your future self, of your best version, you are telling your brain, this is what we do now. This is kind of like our reality now. And this is what we want to do day in and day out. And that is just going to make your life a lot easier. Because if you're trying to eat healthy, if you're trying to move your body, if you're trying to sleep, but if you're still thinking like this old version of yourself and you're like, oh, I'm too tired, I'm too busy, I have so much weight to lose, I'm not good when people bring snacks into the office, I can never stay on track over the weekend, then that is a lot of friction. And you're telling your brain, this is our identity, this is our reality, and eating healthy and weight loss is just too hard for us. And then that's when you start being inconsistent. So changing your identity and doing that mindset work is really, really important for consistency. Probably one of the most important things, okay? I know I said defining your why is really important, but changing your identity is as important for consistency, for permanent weight loss. This is a non-negotiable, all right? And last but not least, we have being grateful. I'm a huge fan of practicing gratitude. And sometimes we take for granted the little things that a lot of people wish they had so that they could be consistent. The fact that you are waking up in a beautiful home, the fact that you live in a safe country and you can go for walks, the fact that you have a pool in your house so that you can go for a swim in the summer months, that is something that you need to be grateful for. And that is something that a lot of people wish that they had in order for them to be consistent. But here we are taking it for granted. And sometimes that can help. And I honestly believe that the best way to kind of like shift yourself from a negative state to a more positive state is by being grateful. It is impossible to feel negative or to have negative emotions when you're practicing gratitude. Okay. And I will just start practicing gratitude for those little things. Like, for example, in my case, I'm so grateful that I can go for walks, that I feel safe when I go for walks. I am grateful that I have an amazing view, that I'm facing the river. I am grateful that I have some space at home where I can do some home workouts. I'm so grateful that I have the financial means to buy healthy foods. I'm so grateful that I have a comfortable bed where I can go to sleep and I can get my beauty sleep. So what are you grateful for today? Sometimes we take those little things for granted, and I highly, highly, highly recommend that you're thinking about those things. The way that I practice gratitude is super simple. I don't even write it down. I probably should, but I don't. And I'm just being honest here. But what I do is before I go to bed, I think about three things that I'm grateful for. Whether they're big, they're small, I just think about three things that I'm grateful for. That's how I like to go to bed. And when I wake up, I think about three things that I'm grateful for. Sometimes I repeat the same thing because I'm really grateful for that one thing. Sometimes it changes. It doesn't matter. Just practice gratitude. It's just going to help you shift to a better state mentally. And when you're feeling better mentally, you are way more likely to also show up in other areas of your life, to have that consistency. Okay, so that was the seventh element of this consistency formula. And to do a little bit of a recap, so number one, defining your why, super important. If you don't start with that one, then you're not allowed to do the other ones. No, I'm kidding. But it's highly, highly recommended. If you don't know why you're doing certain things, then chances are you're just not going to have that consistency. Number two, we said define what consistency means to you. Stop following everyone else's expectations and rules. Start creating your own definition of consistency. Then we have having some sort of routine and structure. Without routine and structure, you just won't be able to be consistent. Really, really important. And take one thing at a time. So that was number four. And remember that consistency isn't about doing 100 things at a time and trying to be perfect. Consistency is about showing up when you don't feel like it. And by taking one thing at a time, by focusing on one thing at a time, that's exactly what you're doing. You're showing up without trying to hit perfection. And that's exactly what consistency is about. And then we have focusing on the daily processes over the outcomes. And this is to reduce the overwhelm that comes from focusing on your ultimate goal. And this is going to help you focus on what really matters for weight loss, for healthy eating, the daily habits, the daily steps, the daily processes. Then number six is to work on changing your identity, to start embodying that future version of yourself that you're working so hard on becoming, and looking at what her day looks like, and to start behaving, start performing like she will normally perform day after day. This is a great way to hack your mind to get you to your goal faster than what you might be experiencing right now. And last but not least, we have gratitude and just becoming a lot more aware of the things that you might be taking for granted. And this is going to help you get to a more positive state and to feel better about all this journey. And this is just going to help you with consistency. The best way to shift from a negative state to a positive state is by practicing gratitude. And I do it every single day, and I highly recommend that you do it daily as well. And every person in the world, we should be practicing some sort of gratitude. All right. So these were the seven steps, the seven elements of my consistency formula. And again, I don't want you to feel overwhelmed thinking that you have to tick all these seven boxes. Just pick one or two that you want to work on. And I can guarantee you that you are going to become more consistent than what you've experienced in the past. All right. So I hope that you really, really enjoyed this episode. So before you go, I just wanted to ask three quick things from you. So number one, make sure that you subscribe so that you can get notified every time that I release a new episode. Number two, share this episode with one person. Just one person, whether it's a family member, whether it's a colleague, whether it's a friend, just share it with someone who can benefit from this content. And that way you will be helping my podcast. And number three, if you're loving what you're listening to and you will love to support the podcast, please, please, please take 30 seconds to leave me a review, and that will help me reach to more women, and you will be helping more women that way as well. All right. So thank you so much for listening again. I appreciate you. I appreciate the time that you're taking to listen to what I have to say, and I will see you next week with a new episode. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.